Foxy 107.1 and 104.3, the Triangle's R&B and classic. So Unsung Hollywood deals with Cooley High, the motion picture. Some would consider an anthem for the black youth during the 70s. And I have on the line with me Lawrence Cochise Hilton Jacobs, the man with the... I know, the man with the billion-dollar smile. How you doing?
Oh, is that what it is?
Yo, you got a trillion-dollar smile.
Oh, man, let's catch that in. Okay.
Cha-ching. Yes, yes.
How are you?
I'm doing great. Love the smile, man, and love your body of work that you've been doing since day one. What was it like, you know, getting into the acting bug at an early age for you?
You know, I guess I must have had it for some reason. When I was a little kid and living in New York City in the projects, I was always putting on shows and charging people a penny for it, you know, and so I guess it was, I was a producer, didn't know it. But I was always putting on puppet shows and things like that. So I kind of slipped into it around 14. I've been doing it now 46 years, if you believe that.
Wow.
And I kind of, it just kind of naturally happened.
So would you say that Cooley High was like a coming-of-age kind of film for you?
Oh, absolutely. Not to me personally, but in a sense I could relate to it. It was coming of age. That the way it happened in Cooley High, that had already happened to me maybe 5 years early, that kind of experience. When I was maybe 14, 15 years old. I was 21 when I started the movie. And so, but it is a coming of age. It's also just a document of life. You know, there's a secret to Cooley High a lot of people don't know, and I didn't know it until the writer Eric Monte told it to me. He said, you know, there's no story to Cooley High. There really isn't. You know, it's just vignettes, and you follow the lives of these people from adventure to adventure, but you very definitely know who the main characters are. That's how you get a through line with Preaching Cochise. And so that was my life. See, my life was like that a lot.
So how much of the character Cochise was really you? Who did you draw from to portray that character?
That I like women to death, you know, and I'm always trying to, you know, date everybody. Definitely, I had that going on. I was not far from his age. I just turned 21. And I can relate. You know, I grew up in New York City in the housing projects. I had my clique of friends that I grew up with real tightly, that I'm still friends with to this day.
Speaking of friends from back in the day, so are you still in communication with Glenn Turman?
Oh, man, I'm tired of knowing Glenn. So much, man, it's ridiculous. Man, I saw Glenn last week 3 days in a row. I was like, man, what is this?
Yeah, he's like the brother from another mother, right?
Oh, man, like no other. You know? I mean, Glenn is my great lifelong friend out of Cooley High. And I told him this, people to embarrass us sometimes, but I really mean it. You know, the greatest thing that happened out of Cooley High, besides wonderful experiences, I got this lifelong wonderful brother.
On the set, who were some of your mentors on the set?
It was I don't know, you didn't have mentorship. What you had was just realism. I mean, you know, what happened with us is the only actors that had been professional actors at the time was myself, Glenn Turman, and Garrett Morris. Everyone else in that movie, including Stephen Williams, had never done a movie. You know, and they were just natural people. So we learned a lot about the light. And I was hanging out in a lot of those hardcore parties on the south side of Chicago when I was doing the movie, because that was me. And I would go out with Rick Stone and Sherman. Norman, who played Robert, I would hang out with them and learn the life and so forth. So those were the kind of, if those are influences at all, or just being real and understanding the real life, that's how it was. Even Robert Townsend had a small part in the movie. Glenn and I went on the south side of Chicago to see a play one night, and we saw this young man doing his thing. And, you know, we was like, oh, that's pretty cool. And the next thing we saw, he was on the set. We were so surprised.
Wow. When the motion picture came out, how did you handle the fame? Because, you know, all of a sudden people started to recognize you. You couldn't walk down the street.
You know what happened in those days? You know, what happened? When a movie came out in those days, it would stay out maybe 2 years. So at the time, I had done Claudine the year before, and then Cooley High came out, and then I came to Los Angeles, and I was filming Welcome Back Cotter. Had no idea of the impact. And so all of a sudden, Welcome Back Cotter debuts, and everybody knows Cooley High, and they know Claudine, and they seem to think they knew me. It's overwhelming, you know? You never get used to it. You just learn how to roll with it, and I think you should always be cordial. I don't think it's hard about that. Roll with it, man, and most people are really cool and sincere. I mean, sometimes people got to be cool. Sometimes they grab you and, you know, they kind of lose it, but I ain't no little dude, so.
Yeah. You big guy. You're a tall guy now. If you're just tuning in, I am talking with Lawrence Hilton Jacobs. Cooley High is going to be featured on Unsung Hollywood. That is tomorrow night at, 10 o'clock? And
on TV1.
Yeah, on TV1. So are you still doing directing? You still doing screenplays?
Yeah,
so what are you working on now?
We're studying a movie now called Skateboard that I've written. And it's being produced by my partner, Paul Mason. A friend of mine is also a partner, Peter Wise, and myself. And we're doing that and another movie called The Therapy Session. So right now, actually, I draw. So I'm here doing storyboards all day today for that movie. So we're keeping it going with it. And I, as an actor, I did a guest shot on a new TV show called Family.
Okay, you still in L.A.? Are you in New York?
I'm in Los Angeles.
Okay, well, cool.
I mean, it was fun about the thing. I'm just a quickie. But, you know, I did this show, Family Time, last week. Okay, it's a guest shot. It's nice. But what was fun about it, it was myself, it was Lynn Whitfield playing my wife, it was Mr. Gant, it was Judy Ann Elder, all these friends that I've known for a million years, and we all ended up in this show together, having a ball.
An amazing career. As a matter of fact, you know, they say Cooley High was like the jump off for the TV show What's Happening.
Yeah, you know, actually they had done a Cooley High pilot, but what they did, instead of doing it in the year 1964, they did it in 74, which is around the time I was doing Cox.
Mm-hmm.
And I was asked to do it, but I couldn't. And that didn't fly, and then they reworked it, and it became What's Happening Next.
A part of American history, no doubt. One of the most influential films of all times, Cooley High, and I'm with Lawrence Hilton Jacobs tomorrow night at 10 o'clock on TV One. How can our listeners keep up with you? Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and all of that?
Oh, man, I'm all over the place.
Well, much continued success to you, and keep up the good work. The man with the trillion-dollar smile, Lawrence Hilton Jacobs, who portrayed Cochise in the movie Cooley High. Check it out tomorrow night, TV One, Unsung Hollywood. Good luck, and God bless you, my brother.
Thank you.